Welcome back. Let's tell it how it is, no filter. Continuation of episode 213. Fellas, you get the best out of women when they're chasing you. Sorry to say. Sorry, ladies. You probably heard this if you surf the YouTube channels and have listened to any life coach, dating coaches, and, you know, red pill, whatever type of guys on here. You've heard this already. But I want to just double back on it because it's true. You really don't really grasp it until you're in that type of example. And fellas, this should look familiar if you're in a serious relationship where you're being monogamous. That's probably one of the best times, the most obvious times, and the most visual times that you will see this. Because you're staying focused, you're on your purpose, and you have a lady at home. Maybe I don't live together, but you're still on your monogamous tip. And this is when you'll see this. It's sad because I feel like it mostly the timing sucks. When you single and you available, fellas, you probably do you. You know what I mean? You got confidence, swag, status. You still do you, so you're not really looking at this. You're not analyzing this like me. But regardless of how well you do while you're single, it heightens when you're not. And that's messed up. You know, this is not a fairy tale or Disney Channel or, you know, a storyline that's just all happy willy-dilly, because life don't give you perfect timing. There's no such a thing as perfect timing. You can have good timing, you know. Faith could be faith, and then this is arguable amongst topics, because when it comes to being on your purpose and getting money, being successful, there's no faith. Maybe there's a little bit, and timing is in that for sure. But what I mean with love and availability and dating and all of that, there's no such a thing as perfect timing. You know, it's either the timing was good and y'all made something great of that, or the timing could have been bad and that's why I went nowhere. But keep that message in mind, guys. I mean, you really can't do nothing with it, because the best example is when you're tied down, not doing you. But for the guys who are creeping around, I'm not exposing anyone. Do you. I'm not judging anyone. So if you're in a relationship and maybe you're supposed to be monogamous, but you're doing your little sneak tips, you'll still experience that. And that's probably why you're capitalizing, because you're like, listen, when I'm by myself, I don't get these offers like that. You know, you can still be a pretty stand-up dude when you get some offers when you're single, but it never seems to match this energy. So if you're doing that just off of that, I'm not really judging, but then you should agree with me. If you're in a relationship where it's discussed and y'all open, you should still reap these benefits. Women don't admit it, and you know, it's arguable, and everyone won't agree that's a lady. That makes men more attractive when they have somebody, or when it looks like they have somebody, or when multiple females are chasing them or giving them validation, which rarely happens, the validation part. But nonetheless, it just makes you more attractive, guys, to these ladies. They're not going to openly say this. They may never confess this. Get you a female bestie, and you might get half this story. You know what I mean? So hold that. Be knowledgeable of it. And I'm not promoting any bad behavior, guys. But if you're still at your peak, you may have to take advantage of this. You may feel like you have to. All right. Let me give you three terrible traits to have, especially at the same time. No confidence, can't control emotions, easily influenced or intimidated. If you can disbar having any of these traits, that's dope. But if you do have one of them, it's not over for you. I just don't like your odds. But if you have all three of these, that leaves no room for logic. Give me an example. Any guy I'll use a guy as an example. I'm sure women have possibly been guilty of this as well. Guys that get into a romantic murder, like, you know, they had a lady and the lady cheated, or whatever the lady did, didn't validate him, made him feel like shit, which I'm not justifying the act that follows. I'm just saying, anything to break apart a man, right? And he goes and he kills her, harms the kids. It's very ugly. I'm not really trying to paint a picture in your head to even like begin to understand what that experience is or to wish it on anyone. But I must say that a person who does this and is capable of it holds these three traits. All of them. No confidence or lack of, can't control emotions, and are easily influenced or intimidated. So it leaves no room for logic. So when you see, when you hear something terrible like this happening, it's because this is the case. And it could come from a small example, just something at work where they got fired or suspended because of that, a relationship ends because of that, a business transaction ends because of that. It's just, there's no good. There's no way out if you hold on to these three traits. I want you to have none of them. Your goal in life, fellas, is to not have none of those. Never. I'm giving you a second because I really want you to grasp that and work on that. If you know secretly you have one of these, we all probably been guilty of. You know what I'm saying? But if we can get rid of it, that would be in your best bet, your best favor to get rid of all three. You want to have confidence. You want to control your emotions. And you should never be easily influenced or intimidated. I don't care who you are. So really grasp that and step away. Take deep breaths. You may need counseling, therapy. Watch this 2 or 3 times. You know what I'm saying? I really want to help my guys out there. Because, no offense, women can hold on to the can't control emotions and they'll be all right. I can give advice and the no confidence part. Damn, do they have all three? There's a lot of women that have all three. They can make it though. They still succeed in life. If I had to say so, I would tell the ladies to, all right, the emotions, I probably can't get you to let go of completely. Right, ladies? But let's get rid of the no confidence and the easily influenced. At least let's aim for greatness. So women's assignment, you can hold, I'm not even saying you can hold your emotions. I mean, you can hold the can't control emotions part. If you could get rid of all three, ladies, shout out to you. You're the real MVP. But at least the other two, the no confidence, the easily influenced, ladies, get that out of your system completely. Fellas, no room for error. You must try to reach that plateau where you get rid of all three. I'm going to run it by you again. Get rid of the no confidence feel. Get rid of the can't control emotions. And get rid of easily being influenced. Simple as that. Stand strong. Stand tall. Far too long, for sure. Now, this is going to be a mixture of my health tips mixed with just good tips for life, period. After that gem I just gave you. So, I listened to an audiobook on YouTube. I listened to 2, actually, since you last seen me. Why Women Deserve Less by Myron Gaines. That audiobook is out. You can download Audible apps that will allow you to have access to audiobooks. Go to your Google Play Store or your Apple Store, whatever. Download Audible books, however it's worded, and you will have access. So I listened to Why Women Deserve Less. This is a fine piece of article. I would advise men and women to check it out. I'm not putting it in the timestamps. It's already a shout out. I've shouted it out before I've even read it. It gets us flowers from me. Good read. It's needed. You may not agree with everything in there. It may rub you the wrong way, but it's good to know. It's good to know because some news can still change you for the better, even if it wasn't good news in your eyes.
Let's keep going.
So Master Your Emotions was the second audiobook since you last seen me that I indulged in, and I absolutely enjoyed it. Sort of cap because it's 4 hours and I ain't do all 4 hours. But when I was about 2 hours and change in, I got the message clearly. So I'm going to run some things by you. These are tips as well before I close out. One thing is exercising. So this is from the book. Exercising 2 hours a week minimum already has a strong possibility of adding 3 or more years to your life. Don't use words like try, hope, wish, could, would, should, perhaps, maybe, or if everything goes well. We all guilty of this, right? Run it by you again. Avoid. Do not use, if possible. I already used one. See? Look how I just changed up the shit. But don't use words like try, hope, wish, could, would, should, perhaps, maybe, or if everything goes well. Instead, use absolutely, of course, definitely, sure, certainly, obviously, without any doubt, and no problem. One more time. Use absolutely, of course, definitely, sure, certainly, obviously, without any doubt, and no problem. Like, subscribe, comment to this channel. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, etc. These will be in the timestamps right now. Till the next time, I'll holla. This is Tell It How It Is, no filter. You hear the-